Well, Christmas on the overcast south end is going to be a little less jolly this year. Nah, not because most of us can't afford presents for our loved ones, what with this half-decade recession keeping us in the ranks of the chronically unemployed, but because of the news that Santa was being investigated by a grand jury on insider trading charges with MasterCard, Visa, Capital One, and American Express. Turns out old St. Nick was nicking all of us all along. 'Tis the season, I guess. The media blitz for total consumer obedience is cranking up earlier than Thanksgiving now, urging us to buy, 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 whether we can afford it or not. Personally, I like the car company ad that has the kids on Santa's lap explaining to the bewildered old poop in his droopy hat and fat guy velvet suit how they want a full-size pickup truck or a fully equipped sedan. Captures perfectly the true spirit of the holiday, you ask me. Cash or credit on that? Santa probably figured out which side his toast was buttered, either right then and there, or else it was the umpteenth millionth kid with the minimum wage parents wanting an Xbox and a few thousand dollars of video games. Even worse news for the soon-to-be-indicted Mr. Claus and his sweatshop up in the Arctic Circle is the rumor of a class-action lawsuit by his undocumented elves for withholding overtime pay and denying them sick leave. He may ultimately avoid legal sanctions and some frigid prison time if he's got a good attorney, and you can bet he does. But the brutal publicity may take some of the shine off his squeaky clean grandfatherly image. The wolves are circling up there at the Circle, and there's little doubt the Justice Department will soon start investigating that offshore account of his, North Pole Equities, to see where the money leads. Even if it's all perfectly legal, the spokesman for Christmas past and Christmas present may not get the nod come Christmas future. The powers that be don't need a cloud of guilt hanging over their pitchman and potential sales threatened by scandal. After all, Christmas is as American as an ATM machine and the lotto. For all the bogus controversy about the government clamping down on what might once have been a religious holiday of some sort, let's be honest with ourselves. It is about religion, capitalism. Whatever else it was has been swept asunder under a consumer juggernaut that feeds the economy. Keep playing Bing Crosby songs at the mall and haul out the cute reindeer for a few months. Most of us are so anesthetized we'd gladly go deeper into debt to shut off the saccharine insanity. This year, put an automobile under the tree. Santa's getting 1% kickback on every credit card purchase. This year, let's help the old guy out. And the economy, too. Fa la 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 la, you're, as we say down here.